Bruce Van Dyke.
I'm Craig Adams.
And we're joined on the line this morning, Patrick Grace, the Executive Director of the Catholic Community Foundation, here to talk about something very special. Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Great. So, talk about this inaugural hashtag, We Give Catholic. Tell us, what is that all about?
Sure. So, tonight, beginning at midnight and then running all day tomorrow for 24 hours, it's a online giving event called WeGiveCatholic.org. Again, that's WeGiveCatholic.org. And it really provides Catholics throughout the entire 8-county Diocese of Cleveland an opportunity to follow up Cyber Monday and Black Friday to support a charity or nonprofit organization that they like and that they support and they're passionate about. It gives them an opportunity to make a gift online to support one of those over 150 organizations that are participating in the initiative. And so we're really excited about it.
We have the Giving Tuesday, which is sort of a thing that came out of the fact that all these days after Thanksgiving had to do with people, you know, spending things, and then charities thought, well, you know, we have opportunities for you to put money to good use as well. How did the idea come up to kind of do sort of this crowdfunding kind of a thing for the Catholic Church?
Well, it's kind of based on, as you described there, the Giving Tuesday concept, and we're blessed in this community to have some really wonderful organizations, certainly within the Catholic environment, there are many hundreds of organizations, and so we thought, what better way than to basically bring everyone together and unify ourselves and really give individuals an opportunity to come together to support a cause that's near and dear to them.
Patrick, can you take us through the online process just a little bit, and do people have a choice where their donations go?
Absolutely. So it's simple. Simply, they need to dial in or put in their computer, WeGiveCatholic.org, all right? Once you go in, you can choose whatever organization. There'll be a drop-down menu. So, for example, if you're interested in supporting St. Jude Parish in Elyria or St. Jude School, for example, you'll see a drop-down menu to list whatever organization, one of the 150-plus organizations that are participating. You'd click on that, and then you'd make your donation that would go directly to that organization as such. So it's pretty simple, pretty easy to make a gift.
Is the gift then going into the Catholic Community Foundation?
Correct.
Okay.
Right. So we're actually the clearinghouse. We'll collect the monies and then distribute them out to each of the 150-plus organizations over the next couple weeks, typically by the end of December is when all the checks will be distributed.
So I suppose there was a good call out during Mass yesterday to let people know about this.
Correct.
Tuesday.
That's right. Absolutely. Yeah, we're really excited. The parishes have been really supportive, schools, Catholic charities, entities, right there in Lorain, the St. Joseph Overnight Shelter and the Lorain Family Center. There's a number of entities, again, throughout the entire diocese that are going to be supportive, including many right there in Lorain County.
I suppose this also reaches out to an audience that may not think about donating, in a sense.
Yeah, and it also, you know, clearly, the Catholic Church does so much in our community, but a lot of the people we serve aren't Catholic themselves. And so certainly those that benefit from our services don't necessarily have to be Catholic. And likewise, donors, those who want to support these entities don't need to be Catholic otherwise.
Well, all you need is really a computer then, I guess. That's the connection
at this point.
Or as a mobile device of sorts like that.
Correct. That's right.
And again, you can use the hashtag WeGiveCatholic. I just imagine, do priests use hashtags a lot? I just wondered.
Yeah, I guess we'll call that a work in progress.
I guess so, too. You got to they learn certain things. This is a new thing for them. Obviously, it's a big part of an outreach. But WeGiveCatholic.org is the place to go. Our guest this morning, Patrick Grace, Executive Director for the Catholic Community Foundation. How other offer, besides like today or Giving Tuesday that's coming up tomorrow, what other initiatives or impact do you have throughout the rest of the year?
Well, one of the things we do... it has a tremendous impact throughout the entire community is the annual Catholic Charities Appeal, which supports the over 160 programs and services run through Catholic Charities. That's one of our biggest initiatives on an ongoing annual basis that supports the charitable work of the Catholic Diocese in the diocese. The other thing we do is we help schools throughout the entire community as well. We have 120 Catholic schools, so places like Elyria Catholic High School and others. Throughout the community, we try to help raise tuition assistance and support for families and individuals, students attending those schools.
Sounds good. Again, tomorrow. And again, you said it starts later today, though, right?
Yeah, it starts midnight tonight.
Midnight tonight?
Yep. And you can check and follow your own institution. You can go online to see how the leaderboard for each individual entity. There's prizes for those organizations that raise the most amount of money and the most donations during a certain period over the course of the day, so that individuals and organizations can watch their favorite charity and see how they're doing.
Ah, a little competition. Doesn't hurt to raise funds.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
Yep.
WeGiveCatholic.org is where you can go to check it all out. Our guest today, again, has been Patrick Grace, Executive Director of the Catholic Community Foundation. Appreciate your time this morning. Thank you.
Sounds good, guys. Have a great day.
You too.